Welcome to A Load of Old Toffee, episode number 51, brought to you in association with boroughguide.co.uk.
Mark! I've done anything.
Mr. Hollis?
Well, I don't know why. No one. Nothing. No one did anything.
You haven't done anything.
Why were you looking so interested in that comic?
I was just waiting. I was going to help you out because it's been so long since we've been gathered around this microphone that I thought you were going to balls up the intro.
Also and brought you to you in association with David Lloyd Jim in Stevenage.
With the support of David Lloyd Jim in Stevenage. That's what you usually say.
Is it? Okay. It's been such a long time.
It has been a bloody long time.
It has been a long time. 4 weeks since A Loot Live, and we've done nothing in between because there's been so much going on.
Or not.
Hollis and Thompson, they're joining me this afternoon. Both been away, that's why we've not been meeting.
What? Hang on. He's putting his family on our show. I had 1 week's holiday.
I've had 1 week's holiday and we went at the same time.
Yeah, we had the same week off. I'll tell you why we ain't been doing these, because you've been out on your bloody bike.
Did you go to the same place?
No.
No.
I went somewhere else.
We just FaceTimed each other all week.
Yeah, you feeling alright, Dean? No sweats or anything?
No malaria, no. It's alright.
There are rumours of malaria spreading around Stevenage at the moment.
Yeah, there's been a couple of sniffles that have gone to the GP. So it's all clear over here.
Good to hear it.
Got malaria.
Got a newbie this afternoon with us, Josh Devereaux. Albie, welcome to A Loot. First appearance. Such a late one as well.
He's been working hard.
Yeah.
Has he?
Yeah. I've got a little bus stat book. He's bunked off college this afternoon to sit in KFC and come
wait
up
for
with
us.
Yeah, and wait for us. And he's going to bamboozle us.
Right. It's good, really, because he's got loads and loads of stats. I've done the Stephen Dean Guest the Team.
Ah, oh, great.
Well, that's it.
All right, well, just quickly before we get into it, let's just quickly talk about A Loot Live.
Oh,
because we've not been on before since then, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great night.
Lovely night.
Success all
round.
Lots of good words about it.
Yeah. It was good.
It was lovely. Evening.
Lots of money raised, over £600, which is fantastic.
Very good.
I think we should do it again next year, but I don't know if our new manager will come.
Yeah, good. It's good stuff. It's a good gag, that, early doors.
Well, you know, I've got my reputation to rebuild.
Oh, yeah, good job, yeah. What I learned about on that night of A Loot Live, above all else, is when Dean's drunk, don't go McDonald's with him. Don't go for a drive-thru with him.
Oh, what happened? I didn't know about this one.
That's £11.60, please, mate. I've got £10.30. Yeah, but it's £11.60. I'll give you £10.30 or you can keep it. All right, I'll keep it. No, but I've got £10.30. Yeah, but it's £11.60. And in the end,
we found another 50 pence in the ashtray.
In the end, we're really just a quid short. Yeah, I didn't have anything myself. Right, go on then. So actually, you owe me a quid.
Okay.
But yeah, that was...
That was all you found out about Dean?
We left Stripes, sorry Phil, the Broadall Suite, at 11 p.m. I got home at 12:05. All we did was went to McDonald's.
I didn't cover myself in glory that night.
It was good. We spent an hour in the McDonald's drive-thru looking for Dean's punchline.
I'd forgotten about that, if the truth be told.
Yeah, it was good, though.
Thanks for reminding me, Mark.
Well, if you haven't heard it, it's still all online, obviously, in three parts, both censored and uncensored versions as well.
Yeah.
For those with a faint heart. But it was a good listen and a very
good
night.
Goes downhill, doesn't it?
Thank you very much for everybody.
The third part is pretty much unlistenable.
Yeah, each part gets more and more sweary.
Okay. Don't tell me about it, I had to edit that, so...
Oh, yeah. Oh, good, though, yeah, thanks, everyone.
Yeah.
Well... At that point, which was a month ago...
We were doing all right.
We were doing all right. In fact...
Hang on. Shall I introduce Stephen Dean, guest of the team?
Yeah, go on then.
Well, I thought what would be fitting was our first League One game. Stevenage versus Carlisle United, Saturday the 18th of August 2012.
Okay.
So there you go. So everyone was around then. That's it. That's your game. You've got to come up with a team from.
Okay.
Right.
And we'll build from there.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. As we were saying, it was all going well, wasn't it? It was on the eve of the MK Dons game.
And now we're averaging 2 points a game over six. So whatever he's, what did he say?
Andy did predict it would beat MK Dons, which for 80 minutes we were doing quite comfortably.
Mm.
And then the first goal went in.
Yeah.
And the second one.
Yeah.
And then the third one.
Yeah.
And we moved from
staying up to going down.
A couple of points out of safety, back into the relegation zone, and we've not been back out of it since. And it's obviously gone downhill. And it's the real turning point. I know, Josh, you feel that as well, don't you? The MK Dons game.
That was when I felt we'd thrown it away, and Trozman was when I thought we're down.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to say it's a turning point because we've been
diabolical
down there most of the season. But we had clawed our way out of it, and we're looking.
We picked up form, and we threw that form away in 14, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And never got it back.
Well, we weren't great in our second half, were we? To be fair.
I think the plan was Wesley thought they'll come out from the start hitting us, so we'll sit back. They didn't, and then it just slumped. The game got boring, and then when they started attacking, we weren't ready.
I don't think that was the plan, though.
Well, we're led to believe that he wanted them to go out and get 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah. And that's come from the dressing room, isn't it? That's not Graham saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody told you that, and somebody told me that.
And there was a change in formation, which
what? I ain't having that.
No, it's unfair, Watkins.
A mid-game change in formation.
I know that's
you'll
hard
be telling
to believe.
Me both players about next.
Which made things a little bit more defensive. But wouldn't you do that in the situation we were in?
No,
at that point,
not destroying a team at home. Absolutely destroying a team at home. No,
I wouldn't.
Knowing that Don's a quite capable side, as they showed.
They're not capable. They've struggled for a goal.
I tell you, since reasons,
10 hours. Until our goal at Brentford, it was 10 hours, I think, until they last scored at home.
It's ridiculous.
What we've shown consistently this season is that we can't defend. Don't go 2-0 up and invite pressure. Just don't do it.
But then how do you not concede a goal against Wolves a couple of weeks later, who've scored 6 against the best side I've seen this season in Rotherham?
I'll tell you why, how. Mm. You could be a really bad and inconsistent team.
Yeah.
Well, league table doesn't lie, does it?
And no.
We have seen good, we have seen bad as well along that. And unfortunately, one outweighs the other, doesn't it, on the day?
So come on, Albie, hit us with your first stat.
Yeah, let's have a stat attack. Hang on, before you do your stat attack, Dean, do a theme tune. Stat attack is the title. Do a theme tune.
Barra Albie's stat attack.
That's better than I thought it was going to be, to be fair.
Can we just say, we did just have a stat off air just before we started, and it was wrong. So
don't look. Let him build his confidence
that
up.
Is brutal. No.
Come on, Ed. Come on. You're not coming here for an easy ride. Don't worry about that.
I want to say, I did do this on my phone in the middle of a lesson. Not my defence.
Not whilst you're in the bath.
The future's bright.
can't really defend that sort of behaviour, but yeah, well done. Thanks for your dedication. All right, go on then.
We do most of our best work at work, don't we?
Yeah.
How many goals do you think we've conceded from 60 minutes onwards to the final third of the game?
Hang on.
This season?
Yeah, out of 81 goals.
81 goals we conceded. Good goals.
In all competitions, not just league. How many do you think have been after 60 minutes?
Well, there were 3 against MK Dodds.
Yeah.
I'd say more than 50%.
One against Crawley. Cool. Yeah, if you go down.
81. 54.
We've only got it as 32.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of them have been after the second half. There's a lot of them I was going through and they were like 57, 55 and that, so I couldn't put them in, obviously. But there was a lot of them that came after the first 10, 15 minutes after the second half. Hit us.
That must be down to the inspirational team talks.
That's what it is, because they're all coming out and they're going, Darius is going where?
Future
England striker Darius Charles going to left
wing. I'm going to left wing.
Damn it, we've conceeded.
They're still scratching their heads as Daisy's picking the ball out the back of the net.
That makes sense, yeah.
Mm.
Okay. 32 in the last half hour.
That does include one at Everton in extra time, obviously.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
and then you look at some of the other games, Bristol away 4-1. I think all those goals came the first 10 minutes, didn't they?
I got one or two.
Late Norient,
yeah.
0-2.
Yeah.
That was first 10 minutes.
God, that was dreadful.
Okay.
Right, okay. Go on then.
20 points dropped from winning positions.
Yeah.
9 points gained from losing positions.
Well, that's not good enough, is it?
No. You think if we had those 20 points, we'd be on 59 points now. We'd be about 8 points off playoffs.
I'll take six more points going into the last two.
And arguably, we have sat back after we've taken the lead as well. So, really, that we should be harder to break
20
down.
20 points.
You got MK Dons, obviously. You got Crawley, where they took a late winner. Port Vale, where they took a late winner.
Oh, yeah. Draw, wasn't it? We were leading up there at Port Vale, weren't we? And we came back in the home game, didn't we?
We were 1-0 up against Carlisle or Shrewsbury, weren't we? One of them we were 1-0 up.
Unbelievable, wasn't it?
What does that tell us about the squad and the...
I'll tell you a stat. Good one, Liz. In the 18 games before Graham Wesley arrived...
Does it involve Oscar Pistorius?
We were averaging 0.66 points per game.
I missed the first bit, sorry.
That is rock bottom.
We know that.
In our previous 10 games, we've picked up 4 points. That is worse than rock bottom, and we're going down.
Yeah. Dino, what's your definition of rock bottom?
Well, rock bottom was the situation that the club...
Tasby.
That Graham saw around the club, around the training ground. The mood was rock bottom. the training...
Rock bottom is 0.66 points per game over 18.
It's not all to do with the points per game, though, is it? With being rock bottom. It's being turning up at training and seeing miserable faces sitting in the boot room waiting to go out for training, or people turning up late and people not taping their socks up properly.
Yeah. It's also actually being bottom. The last team, the worst team.
First team relegated in the Football League.
Yeah. That's good. What? Mark Edwards has got a bee in his bonnet. Love him.
Oh, yeah.
I had a message today. Listening back to a Luke 30 at Bragbury End.
Why would you listen back to an episode 20 episodes ago?
Well, that must have been the one we had with Dino.
I'll tell you why. Mitch. Just going to share a few snippets with you as they arrive.
Oh, dear.
First one, quote, John Ashton is the ultimate winner. Second quote, I don't think any team in the league will look forward to playing us.
Has he put names to any of these?
It's all Graham. Third one is you, Dino, saying I think we'll be top 10 pushing the playoffs. And then Graham saying, I think that's really negative. Yeah. Yeah, all good stuff, isn't it?
Well, I rose that with him.
Yep.
I brought that up with him when we met him at Christmas. We bought him that orange juice that he still hadn't paid us for.
Oh, yeah.
And said, you know, why did you tell me off for saying we'd finish 6th to 10th? He went, well, I'd still tell you off now. It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, remember when about a month ago we were going to finish mid-table?
Yeah.
Well, I'm laughing. It ain't funny.
No, it ain't funny, because we're bottom.
Funny at all. We're bottom. We're relegated. We're the work, like, atrocious, atrocious, atrocious team.
What else you got, Albie?
How many subs do you think have scored after coming on? Out of all the substitutions you've made in every game, how many do you think have contributed a goal?
I reckon none. It's
got to be one. Shrewd scored off the bench, didn't he? He must have done.
I was counting, yeah. I think he actually played that whole game, though.
Three.
Go on, Shrewd, one of them.
Darius. One of them was in a...
Doncaster.
Yeah. That's one. Hartley at Port Vale. Murray's first game of the season.
Murray, yeah.
No, it was Dunn that scored in Notts County.
Charles. Mm. Yeah, Dunn, of course.
And Murray's first game of the season, but he was subbed in the 40th minute due to injury. So he can't really count.
Who got subbed in the 40th minute?
Murray's got brought on in the 40th minute due to an injury, so he can't really count because he basically started.
Guess who he came on for an injury. First game of the season, Murray came on for...
One of your
most favourite players.
Various.
To ever have tweeted at Stevenage.
Oh, Bruno.
Lee Hills.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Of course Lee Hills went off injured.
Yeah, of course. Sorry, I don't know why that didn't click.
Did you
go on?
Have a think, Steve. This is audio.
Did you get Hartley in there?
Yeah, Paul Bowyer.
Okay.
Now you know why there's pauses when we look out the window when you listen.
Jeepers creepers, right.
If we go back to those eight games, right, since that last week, there's been one or two decent performances in there, hasn't it? We'll talk about Wolves.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
0-0, obviously.
Yeah, no goals scored.
That was that was the best 0-0 I've ever seen.
Like, well, wasn't it?
From that. Yeah, game. Fantastic game of football. Yeah.
I can't imagine the reaction if we'd scored.
Yeah.
It would have been ballistic.
Yeah. That was a blind to that.
Crew away, 3-0, but Crew were poor.
Still above
us. Still are.
Peterborough away. Enjoyed that.
Be few and far between, haven't they? We're struggling here.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy the Doncaster win, although it was, you know, it was quite euphoric, wasn't it?
I tried to get one for my birthday for that.
Doing them at home, that was good.
No, it won't.
We won 3-1.
It was alright.
Zoko and Charles
wasn't
scored.
Good.
I thought it was good.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Bradford away.
Oh, that's great. Bradford was good.
Yeah.
That was it, really. Even Tranmere at home was pretty dire, wasn't it?
Struggling.
3-1 we won.
Struggling without a programme in front of you.
Oh no, yeah.
You'd sit there and go. So it was a Fred went there on Borough Chat this week. What was like your best moment of the season or whatever? I'll tell you where my best moment of the season would be. 5 o'clock on May 3rd.
Well, 10 o'clock in May 3rd, we get to the pub.
Get out of the pub. Right.
Yeah, when I get into London, I'll see Andy at 8 o'clock in the morning, having just finished Ministry of Sound, and just a dribbling wreck at King's Cross.
I'm just looking at Borough Chat. You've been a busy boy on Borough Chat today.
Yeah.
At Hollis Mark, haven't you?
Got a really boring job, I have.
Well, no, they radio stations turn up and interview you, don't they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had that today. Met a nice lady from Bob FM today, came and interviewed me in the car park at work.
What was she like?
Oh, nice.
Was she?
That's what I said, I met a nice lady from Bob FM.
Was she fit?
Did it make her?
Apparently, they've tagged me in a couple of tweets since.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was going to be on after 5, right? I've been in here, so I haven't heard it.
Okay.
I'd imagine they've edited it in such a way that it makes me sound stupid, but what normally happens to my stuff. There's a thing that interrupts in between when I post on Borough Chat as well. Someone edits my post just before they go up.
Really?
Yeah.
You put the Players' Future thread up today, which I felt was quite interesting.
I did do that.
And the amount of likes for players people want to stay flabbergasts me.
Go on.
Apart from the obvious Haber, Murray, you know.
Go on.
I was actually going through it last night and I was struggling to find players that are likely to be here next season.
I don't even care about ones that are likely to be here next season. What I'd like to do is play a little game where we go around our squad and go, how many can we get to who I'd actually care whether we kept them or not?
Line them up in front of these terrace and let you point
out. Let's
do
that. Me and Chad spoke about this the other day. I think I got to about 7.
What, you'd like to stay?
That I'd care if they went.
John Mussino left here as a bit of a fan's favourite, didn't he?
I still like John Mussino. I can see that he ain't really done an awful lot since he's come back. But A, he's gorgeous. And B, I still like him.
And C, no one's done anything since he came back.
Ain't a centre back, is he?
No. Nor
ooh.
Nor a right back.
Not 100% sure of his fitness either.
He wasn't fit
when he came back, was he?
He don't look fit to me.
He's been a 50-50
split on the forum today.
36-4, 35 against as we stand.
Yep.
36-4,
35 against.
Right.
Same similar sort of numbers for someone else I know as well. There's someone else who's split right down the middle.
John Ashton 30.
Yeah,
John Ashton. 43 now. He's gone funds
43
down.
Against.
Was that age?
Zoko 41-4, 26 against.
What about I didn't put it on there. I wanted to put a separate one on for Sam Wedgbury's beard.
Oh, you liked that, didn't you?
No.
Didn't you?
I'll tell you why I didn't like it. You know, he looked almost exactly like, and I kept thinking it was him.
Who?
And the fleeting moments he was involved in the game. Robin Schroot.
I won't say that. Save Stephen edit.
Yeah.
Rory Deacon, 38-4, 26 against. He's got less votes than anyone else, so people are obviously not that fewer. Bothered. Less votes, fewer. It's like a train station and a railway station, isn't it?
Yeah, that's going to be.
Who's your favourite player, Josh? Who would you have voted for? For your player of the season?
I voted for quite a player of the season, Freeman.
Right.
Most assists, most shots. He's created stuff.
Mm. Yeah. Do you know how many shots off target he's had?
Over 100.
74 off target.
Ooh. He's had 46 on target, I think.
Less than that. Because
I
brought it up in commentary earlier.
No, it's a world goal though, wasn't it, Monday?
38 on target, 75 off target.
What a goal Monday though.
Brilliant goal. Brilliant goal.
I said after the Bradford game he wouldn't score again this season. And I think he scored more than anyone else since that Bradford game. I said that's him done. It's taken him about 20 games to do that, and that's it done.
Yeah. That was only his seventh goal of the season though, from 120 odd shots.
How much shooting will get for him?
About 300,000.
How many shots do you reckon are inside the area?
Not many.
I don't know. How many of those think of him with his right foot?
Go through that squad then, and you know who do you think is going to be here? I mean, goalkeepers, Dan Arnold.
I don't think Arnold will stay. I think Arnold thinks he's better than a League Two goalkeeper. I think he's probably right.
Is Day going to carry on?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think yesterday showed that he's proved his doubters wrong. I mean, a lot of people
could have been 7-0 at half time.
A lot of people are against Daisy, and you know, after Boxing Day, he didn't have the greatest of days, did he?
And just think, Graham's not made it a secret of the fact that he's been unhappy with him.
Well, he dropped him, didn't he? And then Arnold got injured in the warm up, which would have led me to believe that Arnold would have finished the season in goal. Do you agree?
Yeah, I'd have said that. Yeah, there ain't many in there that I'd be. Take the low knees out of the equation.
Yeah. Well, it proved the point yesterday. He had three low knees on the bench, didn't he? He didn't bring one of them onto the field of play.
Yeah. Run me through his thinking of that starting 11 yesterday, Dean, please.
Fast away with his names in a hat.
That's all I can think.
You sometimes think that, don't you? What?
Tom Bowler, for kickoff.
Well, five changes, weren't there, from Friday?
Yeah.
You've obviously got Murray and Charles out.
No. Then Bella and Flanagan out.
What, from the Colchester game?
No, on top of the five.
Yeah. Oh, there were loads. There were more players in the stand than there was yesterday than there was on the pitch.
Half of those ones in the stand contributed more than the ones that were on the pitch.
I mean,
I feel sorry for them young lads. I thought Riddell Gordon looked alright.
Yeah.
Game passed him by a little bit, but he should never have been on that pitch yesterday. Who, the fellow with the long name that came on?
Ockenbury.
God, he didn't get hold of a ball, can he?
Yeah.
Jesus wept. He tried to put in towards the end, hit the bloke in the chest, nearly pulled his ribcage out.
Mm. I liked him.
I thought he looked good.
He looked after.
It was unfair to put them up against Sam Baldock. Sam Baldock can't finish 1-1, but he scores.
Yeah, I don't know. What are you thinking? I'll give him a crack in League One.
He said it two months ago.
Give him a crack in League One next week, though, and we're already relegated. Don't do it in a game that you have to win.
Yeah, but I don't think he went into it for must win. I think he knew his cards were up yesterday.
Was that ever a Wesley thing? I don't fancy it.
How do you ever blood these players into League One football then?
Appearances off the bench, or friendlies against.
We've not been in the position to be able to do that, have we?
He said,
do it next season.
His opening paragraph yesterday says, after Friday night's result, it looks inevitable that we'd be back in Skybet League 2 next season. That might sound negative, so let me put it differently. And then he goes on.
That is very un-Graham Westy-like.
It is.
That would never have been said 3 years ago.
Yeah, but if he has been for 52 games asking players to do something, asking players to do this, asking players to do that, and not doing it, and not been carrying out his orders and instructions, then you've got to shrug your shoulders at some point and go, oh, we're down. We can't possibly get out of this situation.
And to me, I think that is what's been going on. I know everybody's saying, well, Graham's not taking the blame or responsibility. I think he will at the end of the season. come back and you know, agree that he's made mistakes. You don't think he will? But I think there's a lot of the players there that aren't working to instruction. A lot of players there that aren't working to instruction.
Well, look at the spells out on the sidelines for certain players.
I know people will say, well, that's down to the manager, you know, to do something about it. We've made 5 changes since Friday.
Heslop, prime example. Middle of the season, picking up some of our best results. We were talking about this, Josh, mm-hmm. weren't we? Then he was left out for 10 games. Jones, started the season. Obviously, face doesn't fit. I thought he came in on Friday and did a really good job at Sheffield. Hartley, I thought had 2 poor games. There's other players that
those
come
two
in.
Is, those,
Murray,
part of that,
Murray.
Part of that is because he was too stubborn to drop John Ashton when he needed dropping earlier on in the season.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. All right, he's come back and he's turned it around the last few games he's played, or maybe not the last couple, but turned it round. But that early part of the season, John Ashton was woeful. Whether he was injured, whether he was unfit, whatever, dreadful. But a captain just will not drop him.
I thought it was clearly a mistake to play him on Friday at Sheffield United because he patently wasn't fit. There were 2 or 3 instances. He was only on for 20 minutes, half hour, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And, you know, in that space of time, there were 3 or 4 glaring.
I hope you're right. I hope Wesley does hold his hands up at the end of the season and say that you got stuff wrong. Because he has. Mm. And we can sit here and bloody, me and him, almost fancy him. But he's done plenty wrong this season. Well, he has done plenty wrong. The players have done plenty wrong. And that's where we are.
We'll have
and that's why we've gone down.
He is going to be joining us before the or at the end of the season.
Is he?
On an aloof.
Did you ask him?
I did. Yeah.
I don't really want to talk to him at the moment.
Well, good. Well, that's the ideal time to do it then, isn't it?
You need
maybe somebody else can get a word
anyway.
In then.
You need to drop him a little text and take him to task about where our invite is to be in the dugout before the end of the season. He's only got 2 games to do it.
Aloof life promises.
He made it public in front of a live studio audience before the end of the season. I'll have you 2 in the dugout. Well, Graham,
I tell you what, there'll be a lot more youth players in it if I'm picking the team.
Brentford it is.
It was interesting, his comments after the game yesterday, when he did actually sort of say, right, you know, kind of sort of said, we're down now, it's a clean sheet, there's no excuses now moving forward. So is that him admitting that he's been making excuses over the last few months?
I mean, how long did it take him to get us out, you know, up into League One? Was it about 3.5 years or something, wasn't he, to build that team? That,
well, it's not going to happen. You know, I mean, basically, I'll still say it, we're in this position because Graham Wesley left in the first place.
Yeah, you know, we've gone backwards, haven't we?
Yeah, and know, Gary Smith's come in, he's tried to take it on, it didn't work. Graham's come back in, he's had to clean it up, it's not worked yet.
I think Phil says it in the programme, you know, you can only continue at a certain level while you're only getting 3,000 people through the gate.
Yeah.
And there's...
Have you got a stat on attendances?
No.
Is there anything different in what he's done other than gets relegated? Is there anything different in what he's done now? Formation changes, not knowing his best team, players out of position, players moving about in games. Is that any different to what he used to do before he got that squad that won the conference and went up from League Two? He used to do it every week. It
not
was
as,
mental.
Not as much.
Not as prolifically.
As now.
You never changed that back five. We had 3 right backs before they scored on Saturday. Monday?
Well, you had a spine down the side and we've not got that at the moment, have we?
Why is that funny?
And a spine down the side?
Well, you did. I know
through
what
the side.
I know what you're saying, Steve. And you had Henry, Laird, Ashton, Roberts, Day. That
I
never changed.
Went down the side of the pitch. We don't have a spine down the side.
You never saw Joel Byram going into right back at any particular point, did you? You never saw Laurie Wilson going into left back and Scott Laird going up front.
Saw Stacey Long at right back a couple of times.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
I even once saw Stacey Long left wing.
Did you?
Yeah, once.
Did you?
Once.
Did he cut inside and try and ping it off someone's backside?
I was listening to Otopia again earlier from the live one. I thought I'd try and catch a couple of snippets, and Graham said about. I had Stacey Long, you know, a creative left winger. No, you didn't. Stacey Long playing where he wanted, frankly.
Give us your what you would have played
Like, Josh? What, the 4-2-3-1?
Yeah, look at this. He's got
a quick... That's more notes than you take to a game on a Saturday.
I know, and I left mine at home yesterday. Just made it up. I'm going to take a picture of this and put it on the Facebook page.
It's dreadful handwriting, isn't it? Well, not handwriting.
Well, there's no...
Oh, we're actually looking at that. Sorry, there's a pile of notes.
That's not notes. That's my college book. I would have been using that.
Who's this?
Then there's like a fag packet with some...
The main problem with this is we don't have a left back.
Yeah, correct.
That's hardly
we generally don't during games.
Who would you put a left back out of all the options we have?
Did that take a diagram to work that one out?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, give me a hard time.
Yeah. I think we need those two players in front, Smith and Methlock. They provide so much cover for the back, and we can't defend against teams like Bristol City. They've got such good players,
you could have stopped that sentence halfway through.
Yeah.
Who have we had at left back this season? Hills, Hartley, Deacon,
Darius,
Freeman.
Smith
at one point. Akins.
When was that then?
Akins. Smith was Colchester away, Boxing Day. Hartley, Charles, Akins, Smith, Obeng. Oh, Obeng probably wasn't he?
Now, Dean, I think you're misreading that. That's not really team format. I don't remember Smith at left back ever.
Oh, Akins at left back.
That was the day we had Chorley, Ashton, Jones and Smith in the back four at Colchester.
Oh.
Chorley, Ashton, Jones and Smith. I'll just repeat that. Yeah, they played in the same back line. No wonder we let in four.
I like Jimmy Smith.
Yeah, I do. But he's not. He shouldn't be wasted at fullback.
Oh, no. No. That was one of the highlights yesterday for me, that since being moved to central midfield, Jimmy Smith's been a revelation. So, straight in at right back yesterday. Got to win this game.
That was my first round thing. Smith and Doughty, Smith and Heslop. Smith, Doughty and Heslop. Well, that's what you've got in your little team, isn't it?
Smith's a box-to-box midfielder. Put him in front of the fence with Heslop next to him. Smith goes forward. Anything that gets past him, Heslop swoops in and covers. And Smith's constantly going back and forth between Doughty, who's slightly further up midfield, Heslop at the back. He's the link. He can run that ragged.
We should have got him Gary Smith's magnet board.
I wonder where that is now.
I ain't using it. Car boot.
Who's your three forward players then? You've got the
Freeman, obviously.
Yeah.
Bobby Akins. Mm. Who else do you put there? The race. That's my point.
Lucas Akins. I don't think he deserves to be in a relegated team this season.
I like him.
He has worked himself into the ground.
He has.
I don't know how he didn't get a start yesterday. The only reason he can't have started yesterday, his legs just must not have been working.
I'm wondering if
work rate.
Well, you know, on Friday night after Sheffield United, he looked absolutely broken. Interviewed him, and he absolutely looked broken.
Oh, I bet he did.
There were tears almost in his eyes as he was talking to Steve.
Yeah.
The second half of last season, he deserved to be relegated. This season.
I'm going to go against you because I don't think he's been up. I think his standards that he's set, and he hasn't performed in the last 10 games for me.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. He's
not.
Lads,
though.
Well, I know. He's playing in a team that's
nowhere near a performance in the last.
So maybe
10
I'm
games.
Being harsh on that.
Zoko, in the last 10 games, Zoko probably hasn't had 90 minutes of performance.
Do you know when Zoko last scored?
October.
Just before he signed his contract.
1st of March, away at Bradford.
And he played up. That was the last time he played up front. I'm sure we have recent games. Where was it? We were away after that. After Bradford, Shrewsbury is at centre attacking midfield. I remember turning.
Crawley, we were away, weren't we?
Just where would we be without Zoko's goals?
Yeah, we'd have been relegated two months ago.
What was that? 17 goals, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He didn't play yesterday, did he?
Not to say that Jordan Barrow would have gone, but.
Do you know what? For the first 20-odd minutes yesterday, I felt really sorry for Jordan Barrow because he came out and people were slating him and he was doing all right.
Mm.
And then after that, when he just dreadful.
Well, that penalty dive.
I sent Steve a picture of that
last
night.
Was the best thing I've ever seen. He backwards V'd.
Yeah.
I might have the head and, head and legs backwards.
Well, no, Dean's got a theory on this one.
He's trying to amazing. Turn the player, but not turn his body, just fall behind and turn mid-fall.
It did look horrible, dramatic at the time, but Dean's got a picture which kind of suggests that. It's a still, which
I can't say anything from Steele, Steve.
You really do struggle to.
But when he's got the defender's got his arm round his neck.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It weren't just an. At the time, I said I saw an arm going in, but there was no need for him to do a flip.
That was great.
3G in here. So.
I looked around after that. I looked around and everyone was just sort of standing mouth open. Like, is that a thing that's just happened?
I'll defend him because I feel sorry for him. He does get a lot of abuse.
Yeah, he
deserves. But I do feel sorry for him. And he did that. I'm like, oh, that's it. Yeah. All that work he's done before, I thought, that's it. This game done. That's it.
He was winning headers. He was making runs. He was closing defenders down. And then he did that. And then afterwards, it's almost like he went.
What gets me with the abuse that Burrow gets is there are players that deserve it more. That don't get it.
Yeah.
And Jordan's a nice young lad, come down south from Morecambe. You know, he's been put under tremendous pressure from Graham early doors, hasn't he? Because he's going to be the next best thing. And if he'd have been used sparingly here and there, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, he would have got away with it. He'd have got away with it, and he hasn't. And, you know, I went onto the East Terrace in pre-season and had a chat with some people. He was getting dogs abuse in pre-season, for crying out loud.
He is poor, though, isn't he? He is poor, though.
I went to Port, by the way.
I don't like him being slaughtered in the ground. Yeah. I don't like people whinging.
He ain't
someone
a
said
one
before and today, the only reason he didn't get subbed on Saturday, on Monday, was so the crowd didn't cheer. Which is probably some truth in that.
He ain't a League One footballer.
Some of the stuff he did yesterday was great, though. I mean,
he won a header and knocked it down to Jimmy Smith arriving.
Yeah, there was another one where he.
But then I'd expect a professional footballer to do that.
He made the run from the far post to the near post.
Yeah,
and
just missed
so
it.
Was so close to getting on the end of a decent ball in, and it was almost there.
But again, we were saying, who were we saying this about the other day? That's the minimum you'd expect.
Yeah, I know what you're
from doing. Someone who's paid to play football.
Yeah,
his best performance is Port Vale away, and I think 90 people went to that, ish.
Okay, well, to be honest, he's not one of the players that I would really.
Oh God, he would be so far down my list of players that I would be slaughtering.
There's the picture of Maloney with his arm right round his neck. I mean, looking at it from that still, you can't see how he ended up falling flat on his side, though.
No,
he may not be the best player, and everyone can see he's not bundles of talent, but he isn't better and not putting the effort. Because there are people who play as bad as him, and they've got the ability to do more.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, like I say, he'd be well down.
I'd name you 10
quarter, but
that have played in this side.
I could start 11.
Dean, go through our team, because we're relegated now, so it don't matter, frankly.
Yeah.
And we'll do a leave or keep. That's what we'll do. We'll call this Mark's game of leave or keep.
But where do you want to start? What, yesterday's team? Or the Sheffield team?
Or just our squad. Where's the sponsors page?
Oh, do you want to know?
That'd help, wouldn't it? There you go.
Do you know who's sponsored by the Dog Walking Association again this season?
Two-page advert for Boroughfest there.
My list's not good enough.
No, you go on. I want to tell you who's
Steve Arnold.
Keep
him.
Sam Wedgbury.
Go.
No.
I haven't seen him. I've barely seen him.
What you got to do is not let any sort of logic come in your head. Just that's the worst part.
Do you know
of
who Jordan,
you have to answer.
Do you know who Jordan Burrow is sponsored by? Funeral directors.
Birra than Billy.
They're going to sponsor our whole team next season. We're going to have them on our shirt.
Who's the player that's sponsored by the Dog Academy? Dog training classes.
Hang about. There's a punchline coming in.
Yeah.
His punchline's a killer.
It used to be the other lad, didn't it? That we didn't like.
Oh, amazing.
No.
Anthony Graham.
No, there's no killing. There's no killer punchline.
John Messino is sponsored by the Dog Academy.
Mark Birra Dembele.
Yeah, we'll keep him.
We'll keep John Ashton.
League Two, he'd be alright.
I was in two minds earlier because League One definitely not. League Two, I'd probably keep him.
Steve, I want a yes or no. Don't just shake your head.
You've given it away now, haven't you? You'll never hear me say I want to get rid of John Ashton.
I'd probably keep John Ashton sniffing around the edges, but.
All right, jury's out then, really, I suppose. Luke Jones.
Keep.
Felipe Moraes.
He's already gone.
You won't ever see him in a Stevenage shirt again.
Are we doing loanies as well?
Yeah.
John Messino.
I'd keep him.
No.
I'd get him.
No. He's a shadow of his former self.
Is he out of contract this summer?
Don't know.
Yes.
I'd get him on a free.
I'd have Messino.
You'd have
whether
to pay
you can
him
his wages, but
so much money to
really?
Keep him. Yeah.
Where
yeah.
else would he go? You think we'd have to pay much?
Someone will
how old
pay
is he?
Him. He's not old, 28.
Gillingham, I think, wanted to keep
yeah,
him, but he finished.
So. And they can afford.
Injured, didn't he?
More than we can. I'd keep him anyway.
If we get the choice to keep him, if we get to get him on a three, I'll take him. If he wants to go elsewhere, he can. I'm not fast. I wouldn't mind him.
Keep it. I'd keep him more so if he grows his beard back.
Darius Charles.
Keep.
Get rid of. I tell you what, I wouldn't keep Darius Charles if he were getting relegated to the conference.
I can't believe how you're saying that. Can't believe it. Jordan Burrow.
Get rid of him.
Yeah.
Keep.
Yeah, it's been.
It's going to be 2-1 all the way through this.
I did like that, to be fair, on your player thing.
Yeah.
I liked it just to be a bit of a.
Just yeah. to remind people, yeah, I did like it.
Lucas Aikins.
Keep.
He'll go.
I reckon he'll go, but I'll just keep him.
We're not asking him what we think, Dean.
I would let him
We're
go.
Asking what you
You'd
think.
Let him I would go. Let him
right,
go.
Okay. I think we get a bit of money for him. Not money, but we could get a bit for him.
Yeah,
how much did we pay for him?
£75,000 English pounds.
Francois Zocco.
Get rid.
Yeah, he's out of contract anyway. I probably wouldn't break the bank to keep him. Not after the. Alright, like we say, we'd have been dead at Christmas without his goals, but. For what he's shown since we've kept him to the end of the season, unless he wants to take a massive pay cut, Graham seems to have made out we're paying a lot of money for him, didn't he?
I'm
so
the same. He'd put in a few in League Two, but
yeah.
I would put in a few in League Two. So we can get cheaper.
Yeah. I'm gonna try and get fit over the summer and get some contact lenses. I'm gonna try and get one out. I want to play away at Fleetwood.
Interesting one, Dean Parrott.
I
keep him
all day long.
Keep him now. Why do you say? Oh, you like his song. Why do you say that all day long? We saw him play 8 times.
Because I think he steadily improved every time.
I'm with you. I'd have him.
First
game in my team.
Okay. What was his first game? Warsaw away.
I can't remember.
Yeah, he was up that way, wasn't he?
I can't remember.
It was a pretty average performance at Warsaw away, but I think he's grown a lot.
He was MK before they injured him. He was mustard.
Oh, his class.
Trouble is, that's a pretty serious injury, and some players don't come back from that, do they?
Yeah, that's true. Lee Hills would argue with you, but.
You're a prophet of doom, aren't you?
Okay. Simon Heslop.
Keep him.
Stourbridge at home, Parrott.
Do you know what I'd do with Simon Heslop?
Keep.
I'd keep him, definitely, and then all through the summer, I'd just get him in training, put a cone 20 yards away from him, and just go, right, you're in for 3 hours, they kick that ball at that cone. And then once every 20 minutes I'd get Jace to walk down there. Not Jace, because he's the goalkeeping coach. I'd get Dino to walk down there and move the cone five degrees round and just do that, put him in a circle and hit that cone
to the point where he doesn't see players, he sees cones.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
We'd have to change our kit to orange though, wouldn't we?
Yeah. And then sometimes to mix it up I'd put like a yellow cone before the orange cone and go kick it over that yellow cone, so that orange cone.
Right, I'd like your answers.
Hard enough to get it there.
I'd like your answers to this one. Luke Freeman.
I'd get rid of him.
I'd get rid of him.
Thinking of money.
That's all I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
I mean, he won't want to play in League Two, will he?
He's well above League Two.
As a matter of interest, how much do you reckon he's worth?
Where was that rumour from Talksport?
With a contract, if he was still in contract,
he
would take less than £1 million from him.
I said 300,000 a little while ago, didn't I?
He's out of contract at the end of the year.
No, he's not. He's got another year on his contract.
What, and you think we only get 300 grand for him?
Yeah.
More than that.
You could bend so many clubs over for much more than that.
Yeah. Look at British on Belonga. For a team that couldn't get played for Southend, and they got £1.2 million for him.
Yeah. They really?
Yeah,
yeah, but that's the
Wolves,
Irishman.
Wolves paid 400 grand for Leon Clark.
Sam Baldock's £1 million player.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he looks £1 million player.
Does he?
Did against us.
Lee's played $1 million for that.
He scores
his name.
He scores goals though.
Starts with them, I think. He played for Crewe last year. He went to Leeds for $1 million.
Who?
I remember his name now.
You know what he said, don't you?
You're off your head. £300,000, £40,000 yeah. more than yeah. we than
what about the lad who
we
to
sold? Hang on, £40,000 more than we sold George Boyd for yeah. 10 years ago, or however many years ago.
George
it was.
Boyd was better.
I think George Boyd was better.
I think he was better.
Well, there we are then. I rest my case,
no,
Your Honour.
No, we're talking current market price, not 10 years ago.
You're talking a player from Conference to League One, was it? Repeated from League One? Conference to League One, as opposed to League One going on to League Two.
Or if I was a scout, I'd be coming down the Lamex. I'd be going, right, hang on a minute, he's a 30.
Hang about.
No, let me finish. And I'd go to the programme. Whose show is this? Oh, I'd go, right, oh, Luke Freeman. 4,383 minutes in action. Oh, 38 shots on target. Oh, 75 shots off target. 6 goals. 300,000.
So you're
letting
you're,
300,000.
So you're letting the club program dictate how much yeah. you pay for it.
No, these two things in my head, my eyes.
And if you watched him, you would see he does more
yeah.
than what
a lot of his play. This
why
season.
Are we arguing with him? He's
why are you pointing your programme at me?
This season has been through frustration and desperation.
Well, that's no good for a championship player then, is
and
it?
At left back.
What do you mean it's no good? He won't have that frustration.
Well, he might be at a Barnsley or something like
oh,
that. Might
God, he might be. He might be at Barnet.
What sort of a club?
Barnett is singing around £300,000 for players. we've got
problems. If
that's no, Barnett, you're giving yeah. me the ump here. Let's move
well,
on.
Well, no, but I think I'm arguing a good point.
Pound for
Chris Day.
Annoyed.
750,000. Well, I don't mind having a little wager.
Minimum 750,000 for me.
I know TalkSport were a bit unreliable. They said...
A bit?
Yeah, well, a lot. But he did say he has a source, which is two clubs...
Usually has it on his... Burger.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm
one of his burgers.
Yeah,
he's not reliable. Thing. You don't just throw out. If you're, he's the kind of person who wants attention. So you don't throw out. Stevenage have got a player for $1 million. If you're trying to get attention, because no one's fussed about Stevenage.
That's the man that thought Giuliano Grazioli was going to be the new Stevenage manager.
Yeah, it's £300,000. If he's still got a year on his contract, £300,000, keep him.
Right, Chris Day.
Yeah, keep.
Future goalkeeper coach, I reckon.
Keep.
Yeah, he's got another year in him.
Jimmy Smith,
Keith.
Yeah,
definitely.
Captain Jimmy Smith, captain next season.
He's a brilliant captain. Even in the warm up, you know when they do little things down the cones at the side. He was shouting at them then.
Yeah,
he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, good captaincy material between the pair of them. Hartley and Jones.
Did you see that yesterday after the third
did
goal?
Did you see the leadership between them after the third goal?
I missed it.
It was over our side of the pitch, not yours.
I think I was on the phone.
I think
Jones. I think one to of the Samaritans.
Yeah. One of them was offering the other one outside the ground.
Hartley pointed to the dressing room, and I kind of think he said, "I'll see you in there afterwards." They went head to head.
In fairness, they went off. We watched them going down the
they
tunnel.
They had their arm
around
each other. Yeah,
they were in deep discussion.
Yeah,
at least they care.
But yeah,
do they care? I think Peter Hartley looked like he didn't care to me yesterday at left back. But we'll come to that.
I think they care, but they're depressed as opposed to not caring. I think they just sort of they know it is going to happen. It's happened. They do care, but they just like you know. You say you don't care, but you do.
I think
Curtis Obeng.
Yeah, I'd love to keep him.
Energetic.
He's been one of the high points of the season, Curtis.
Swansea
don't
want him.
He's Why 14, weren't he here yesterday?
His 14 games he's played.
Why weren't he there?
There was no official announcement, was there? As to why he played.
What are you laughing at? He knows why.
I think.
I'm just thinking of something we were told. But
well, what?
It was tittle-tattle, so it's not worth discussing.
Yeah, the source wasn't overly reliable. Craig Reid.
No.
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
I was all for
him. League two.
I was all for him coming back, but I don't think it's worked.
I wasn't for him coming back.
What do you mean don't think it's worked? What ain't worked? The 20 minutes he's played?
Well, why has he only played 20 minutes?
He's crap.
Because you want to keep him.
Because we don't. Yeah. No. We said we signed Craig Reid. That's a sign in for next season. Let's let it be one.
That's a great argument, that.
Yeah.
Michael Doughty.
All day long.
Yeah, keep him.
Okay.
this is obviously a perfect world.
I'm keeping most of our squad here. No, I hate most of them.
This is obviously a perfect world. Tom Flanagan.
No.
When we signed him, my mate from MK texted me going, he's scored an own goal, he's conceded a penalty, he's conceded a red card, and I thought...
That was all in one game.
Yeah.
It was. He had an absolute shocker for him. But I thought he's done all right.
Well, one game, wasn't it?
I bet he's seen him.
Colchester.
Yeah, I can't get excited about a geezer who signed on loan 5 minutes ago.
No. We're going to see him. I think it's fair to say.
I zoned out at Colchester.
Bamvo.
Anderson Bamvo?
No.
He played 10 minutes, which looked quite good.
Yeah.
And we'll never see him again.
Saw him on the bench yesterday.
Yeah.
Peter Hartley?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I would at League 2. Centre half at League 2.
No.
I don't want to be, but I'm kind of with you, Dino, on it. I'm just not sure on him now.
You know where your bread's buttered, mate. You know you'll be right.
I can't even begin to understand how that comment meant anything.
What?
You know what side your bread's buttered.
62-7 on Borough Chat, Peter Hartley to stay.
That's because he does a silly little dance.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I've never seen his dance.
It is.
Connor Henderson.
No.
Couldn't give two monkeys.
He is literally, how he is attached to a Premier League club, I don't know.
I found out 2 days after that we signed him, and I still haven't, don't know who he is.
He's been hauled off twice in the two games he started. No, not for me.
And finally, Rory Deacon.
No.
I like him.
I like him.
I think he shouldn't be at left back, he shouldn't be near left back. I think he should have he should be coned off from left back. And if you go past him, But where did he play up front? Not up front, but just behind the striker.
Yeah.
He looked quite good there.
I like Rory Deacon. Something about him. He infuriates me, and there's always a yellow card there, which infuriates me even more. But I like him. When he's on a yellow card, it scares the life out of me as well, and I think it does with Graham, because he's hooked him a couple of times, hasn't he, when he's picked up a yellow. But
I've just said yes to keeping a load of our players.
Yeah, but there's 24 there, and you've said yes to about 12.
See, so
I didn't think I'd get that either.
Who have we loaned out? Takaro, Ball, who
Dunn.
Else? Dunn. No, wouldn't keep Dunn.
No.
Dunn, Haber, Tansy, Tunkara.
David Gray's out.
Let's get Tunkara back.
No, Gray went to Burton on transfer deadline day, didn't he?
I thought he was alone, wasn't it?
No, he's gone.
Oh. I love Burton's manager.
I am very much looking forward to going back to Burton.
Are you? The Pirelli.
Faggots and mash. good at Burton.
Well, if nothing else, we've gone through that, and I think there's 2-2 on for just about every player.
I think we've established is that we've got a rubbish squad.
Yeah, I think we've got an alright squad and a rubbish team.
Yeah.
I think if you looked at each individual player's capabilities, where they if you go to any player, you can say they were good at that game. They're good at that game.
I was thinking on the drive over here what my motivational speech will be before Brentford in the changing room. And I don't think man for man, we've necessarily got a squad that's the worst squad in that
league.
There
are a lot of worse squads than ours. We just maybe got a better team.
Do you know what I mean?
I said to somebody the other day, we're not the worst team in the league. The league table says we are, but the performances I've seen, we haven't been the worst team. We've deserved points in so many games and not had that, and I hate the word, clinicality in front of goal.
I don't even know if that is a word.
The unfortunate thing is we've seen so many games to be able to say our worst performance has been the worst performance.
Well, you've seen 52, I've seen 48.
I think I've seen 11 or 12.
I'm on about 45. I've missed 4 in the league this season, I think 3 in other competitions.
Yeah.
I think this is my watch theory. At the start of, you know, when we got all those fancy players last season, if you get one of those really fancy, like, gold watches, and you go around, you're flashing it off, I've got, you know, this shines, this has got diamonds on it, and at the start of the season, all the other people are coming up, like, worn leather straps and all that, and we were laughing, you know, shining in the sun, gold watch, And then it got going, their watches are ticking, missing a few ticks, slowly, steadily. Wheeled it up, looking all smug, and there wasn't a single cog in that to make it tick. We got this fancy outer watch, but nothing makes it go. And that is our watch.
Well,
we finally got, after 51 episodes, a bit of intelligence on it.
We've had an analogy that works.
Nail on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, but
whose job is it to get them cogs working? Whose job does that... Ultimately, who does that fall down to?
The watchmaker.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
He's the man who makes things work.
Name the team from...
I'm the man who makes things work, Dino. Except for your starting 11.
He is. Mark, kick off your feature.
Steve and Dean, guess the team from a game that happened years ago.
I think we've got a clip for that. Right. You going first?
Oh, he's taking his tie off.
That's good. Right.
I'm 2-1 up.
Okay.
This game has been the highlight of Old Toffee for me this year.
And me. Probably for nobody that listens, but...
Steve's... I just like listening back to these and just me going, bench, to Steve. Bench. There's one the other week where you should have got it, and there are about four players in a row that are on a bench. Right, Stevenage 1, Carlisle United 1.
I'll go with 4.
5, easily, I can name 5.
I'll go with 6.
You playing, Albie?
Yeah, like 6.
6. You can do 6. You say 6. Dino? One of you's going to have to trump one or the other. If Dino doesn't go 7.
Well, I'll leave one of you two to name 7 then.
I'll go for 7.
Can you do 8, Steve? It's only 2 years ago. Not even 2 years ago.
8. That's a big ask.
It is a big ask.
I'm beyond now, aren't I?
You are.
You'll never name 8. Let the boy do it.
I'm going to have to go with it. I'm going to have to go with it, 8.
No!
Yeah.
You're going with 8?
Going to have to.
Get ready to sweep up,
so he's gone with 8. What I like is that if he had half a brain cell about him, he'd have gone, Albie ain't going to get 7. I'll let him name a couple, then I've only got to do 4 or 5.
He's gone for 8. Well, now...
8 of this starting 11.
Yeah, but go on now. Well, the back 5 picks itself.
What
going to do this, am I?
Right, so this was our first game in League
Chris
1.
Chris Day
is in.
Scott Laird.
No, not even on the bench.
No,
wasn't it? Nowhere to be seen.
Why not?
Saturday, the 18th of August, 2012. That was our first League One game, wasn't it? Early 2012.
No, that would have been Gary Smith's first
game.
Oh, no. Hello. What have I done wrong here?
Yeah,
he's gone for last season.
It's Gary, yeah, it's Gary Smith.
Because Robin Troup scored.
What are you doing?
It doesn't matter, though, Mark. He should have known the date.
No, hang on. No,
he should have known
the date. I've misled him. I've misled you.
Absolutely.
Oh, what a...
Training standards.
Oh.
I'm going to claim that. Oh,
what have I done?
That,
okay, what have
game?
I done? Right, hang on, mate. So we'll
Gary
start again.
Smith's first.
So we'll
our
first
start team was Exeter.
Oh.
Ronnie Emery almost got sent off after 10 minutes.
Yeah, but no.
I love this game. Because start of that season. People look a right fool.
I've done a little wrong.
Our first league game... League One game was Exeter. Alan Julian killed 2 players in the first 20 minutes. Ronnie Emery almost got sent off and broke Daniel Nardiello's leg.
Yeah.
An Exeter fan was messaging me saying, we need to be banned.
When he said Scott Laird, I realised I'd made a mistake and I was going to try and ride it out. But I've made...
So Graham would have been at Preston at this time.
I've made an error.
It's the dates there. So, all right, well, give him Scott Laird and let him have another go.
No. All I can do is apologise and go, it's a different squad to the one you've all voted on. All vote again. How many do you think you can get of this squad?
Well, what's
Stevenage against Carlisle?
We've just come off the defeat to Sheffield United in the playoffs in the season before. So it's Gary Smith's, you know, first...
Gary Smith's first full season. My unreserved apologies, because he looks like he's going to try and duff me up.
Yeah.
Looks like he's going to grab me around the throat.
I still think you'll get 8.
Right.
Do you?
So it's not even 2 years ago.
Josh is on 7, I'm on 6. I'm ready.
I'm saying you can go again. You can rebid again.
All right, okay. 4.
Oh, don't believe this.
Dean's done 4.
You can go anyway. If you don't mind, we're winding back. 4.
4. Right, Dean.
5.
On you. 6 then.
Go on now.
You're still losing. Do you want to go 7?
No, let Josh take it.
What's the pressure being thrown on me?
Advice. 6.
I was 16 at this point.
Yeah, so you're
your memory's better than ours.
So you're going to do 6. No, 7. How many did you bid?
Six.
Right, Jesus.
We got one.
Right, go on then.
Right. Ashton?
No.
Troop scored.
He was on the bench. Hang on, no, hang on, no, you can't go any further.
You're out.
Keep
you're
suggesting
out.
If you are.
You're so out. Right, so it's, who was...
I went next.
You were five.
So I got... No, yes.
So you've got to get five.
Greg Tansey.
Yep.
Bon Zingala.
Yep.
Chris Day.
Yep.
How comes he gets to go?
You bid four. I bid five. It's your go if I get one wrong now. Marcus Haber.
Yeah.
Who went to right back then? Ronnie had gone and he got rid of that Lascelles, hadn't he? Who played right back? David Gray.
David Gray. It's five. And he goes and takes another point.
I'm not having that. That's null and void, that game. It's a stupid game that's just not worked.
He said about 30 seconds ago, I love this game.
Okay.
Mark Roberts played, didn't he?
Shrewd played. Six. Shrewd came off the bench.
But he did score.
Bench.
Moving on.
Counts.
Who else?
Shrewd scored off the bench.
I don't care. Moving on. Two games left before the end of the season.
Should we do what we did last season when we beat Sheffield United and say we're going to win both?
Walsall and Brentford.
West Indies and Brentford, they do not care whatsoever. Brentford fans, they celebrated MK's second goal more than MK fans did, apparently. I know loads of Brentford fans, and apparently they celebrated MK's second more than they said, more than MK celebrated.
You do hate cocky kids, don't you? We're up, let's just celebrate anything.
Do you know what's really depressing is that we've been relegated and we're on Saturday, we're playing the most nothing team in football.
The atmosphere is going to be
Walsall.
The worst part is that
that's hardly even a place. That's hardly even a place, let alone.
They are a team that could possibly that finish with. They could finish with. What did they do yesterday? I don't know. But they have. Before yesterday, they'd won 14, drawn 15, lost 14, scored 46, conceded 44.
How boring, Justin.
It's the old Danny Baker thing, that, isn't it? They could actually finish with the same number of goals scored, same number of goals scored against, same number of wins, draws, and one less defeat.
Just
boring, boring.
What a nothing team.
And they've got that old basket case playing from, haven't they? Craig Westcar.
Oh, I was worrying he was going to send us down.
Yeah,
so I'm glad we got sent down yesterday.
I don't care. I'm not going Saturday.
1-0 Stevenage.
Imagine the end of season party.
Well, I tell you what, if you want some entertainment at 5:15 in Stripes, we'll be showing the Gambia video that the foundation of.
Remember last year at the end of season party when I was drunk?
Yeah, we photobombed Lee Hills, didn't we?
Yeah.
And Phil Wallace.
Yeah.
I wonder what picture you'll have taken with Phil Wallace this year, Mark.
I ain't going. Oh. I'm not going to.
Is there still an end of season party?
As far as I'm aware, yeah.
There's
there's still a player of the season.
I'm going
to. Oh, are you going to the Meet the Manager event?
No, we're not season ticket holders, me and Steve.
Oh, yeah. Whose idea was that?
I am. I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
Whose idea was that?
Can you ask a question for us?
Is East Hearts Borough?
I wasn't even playing.
No, bowled it. Can't make it.
He can't make that date.
I'd give him a piece of my mind, but I haven't got a season ticket. Do you want a season ticket? I'll give you my season ticket. I can't make it. Any other date, I'd have been there.
Yeah.
Would you?
I might drive Graham round his house.
Why don't we get Graham on here and get...
East Hearts Barrow
on. East Hearts on and all. We'll have a little
Graham could pick him up in the Bentley.
Yeah. Graham is coming on.
He's promised us and we're even trying to get sort out the date, so he is coming on.
Where was that Luton fan that was slating him on the Emery and they got them to meet each other, didn't they?
Yeah.
And the Luton fan apologised and said, oh, I understand where you're coming from now.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, me and Steve have already been hit with those things. We believe everything he says.
I'm only going to see what other people say. I'm not interested in asking questions. I just want to sit there and watch.
It's just going to be a nothing night. No one's going to really...
Well, if you've got nothing to do that night,
have a go at him.
You know, Steve's put his name down. He's coming to the Gambia meeting for 2015, aren't you, Steve?
Am I?
I quite want
to
go.
You said you quite fancied going to Gambia.
I quite fancy Gambia, I'll be honest, but I can't see where I'm raising £2,000 from.
It's less than that. It's about 1,100 quid this year.
What, and the cost of going out there, that's all included?
Yeah, £1,100.
How am I going to raise 1,100 quid?
Mark, you need jabs to go there.
That's all right.
Yellow fever.
I do like that, the Carl Pilkington view of it. If you have to have an injection to go there, why to go there?
Well, that's
Steve's attitude. I understand that when you're going there on holiday, when you get there for charity work, like to help people that are more needy than you are, then have a jab. Just do a jab.
Instead of paying £1,100 to go over there, why not pay £1,100 to get over here for a few weeks?
I'll tell you what,
shout and a half.
There's a couple of young ladies I met out there that I'd like to bring over here for a couple of weeks.
And they cost you more than £1,100 to go out there.
I love it, Josh. Why don't we come over here for a little holiday? And go back and tell your village all about it.
Take him to Luton and go back to Gambia and tell him it could be worse.
We can't put this in.
Okay.
We'll have to edit this.
I think this is
your own. You've got to
put that in.
This is time to actually move on and.
You've got to leave that in.
So,
on that note.
I'll put you down as a maybe for Gambia then, Josh.
But my kids are cheaper. You can get them.
Josh, stop digging. Okay, many thanks to Josh for
his contributions. His insightful contributions.
I don't know whether we'll be having him back.
It's a long time since someone's made me and Mark laugh like that.
Dino,
last
Mark.
One was Tony Creek, and look what happened to him.
Dino, Mark, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks ever so much, Steve. Cheers, mate.
It's been a pleasure.
And we'll be back in the next week or two.
Oh, good stuff.
Enjoy
good
your stuff. Football.
The podcast was brought to you in association with www.boroughguide.co.uk. If you'd like to contact the podcast team or contribute to a future edition, please email us at aloadofoldtoffee@gmail.com, and that's with no spaces. You can also join us on Facebook by searching for A Load of Old Toffee, or you can follow us on Twitter at Old Toffee, again, no spaces.
A Load of Old Toffee. Load of Old Toffee.